Josh Boyd, you know, obviously without working today, I don't really have a handle on any of our guys from a medical situation. Frankly, I haven't even been in the training room today. Kind of started a new trend this year. I don't go in there pretty much unless I have to. So I'll know more tomorrow after our medical meeting in the morning.
Mike, how did you think the athletes got through this game? And did you have a plan for him throughout and kind of just wait?
Well, Clay Matthews, we had a plan going into the game as far as how we're going to use them and so forth. But once again, I have not been given an updated.
How did you think it went through the game?
I thought it flowed. I thought they were smart in the way we utilized them, and obviously made a huge play in the game with the turnover. So I thought it turned out pretty good.
What did you say about not going in the training room?
Yeah, it's just we used to always come in here and check on everything and this and that. And, we're actually just finishing up our stay program. Obviously, I had something else going on. That's why I'm wearing a suit.
But you said you were trying not to do it. Did you say you weren't doing it?
Yeah, I try not to go in there as much as I do, as I have in the past.
How come?
I'm trying something different. I'm trying to stay healthy.
Okay.
Just changing it up.
Okay. Speaking of changing it up, what's with the mustache?
I cut my lip.
Really?
Yeah. Can we talk about football? Yeah. So I got a game plan meetings waiting.
I'll ask a bunch of scheme questions if you want to talk about
football. We don't talk about scheme here.
Injury scheme. What did you think about your run defense as a whole, and why do you think it's struggling the way it is?
Well, based on the communication, just talking to the assistant coaches. Frankly, personally, I haven't watched the game yet. I started on Minnesota on a plane ride back. But conversation about it, because obviously the assistant coaches corrected it and went through it with their players today. There's some things. They hit us on a couple things schematically that we really haven't seen. And then fundamentals was part of it. So I thought that, second half, we made the adjustments that you could see that the way we were going through it there at halftime. And, I thought come second half, with the takeaways, and we got better, and actually the takeaways are a huge part of the game. So I'm aware what the numbers are. Nobody likes it, but there's some things that we did the last 2 weeks, technique-wise, that is not new for us. We're doing more of this year than we've had in the past, and this particular game against Chicago, we didn't do those types of things.
So you're still very confident that the approach you've taken with your defensive line, the longer lever, as you call them, taller, maybe a little bit lighter than the old, bigger group. That's the right way to go. You feel very good about that still.
Well, yeah. I don't think anybody disagrees with our approach. We're utilizing our players. We're playing to our players' strengths. I mean, everything we've adjusted defensively is in the best interest of the players.
You mentioned the corrections part. Is it hard to do corrections when it's a short week?
A short week's challenge for everybody. Everybody has to go through it. I think everybody's playing on Thursday night this year. But, yeah, it's a busy day. I mean, we had the players come in and had strength and conditioning in the morning. We started at noon with the meetings, special teams and team meeting. And then we went to offense install at 1:15. Did that up to 3:45. And there was a lot of individual time, meeting time in there for the players and their position coaches to go through yesterday's Chicago game and the installation for Minnesota. So, and then they have the stay program at 3:45.
Mike, with your new schedule this year, can you use any of that in a short week, or do you just have to basically go off of what you always did on a short week like this?
No, we're still trying. This is an adjusted Thursday, week plan. We incorporated what we usually do on Fridays today. So the way we practice on Wednesday will reflect what we normally do on Saturdays. And then Tuesday is kind of a combination day where you have to streamline. And obviously, it's Tuesday on the player's body, but you have to get them ready for Thursday. So you got to be smart in how much work you do there.
Is this a little bit unique playing three division games in 12 days? What is going on?
That's a good question. Has it happened before? I don't know. I don't keep track of that stuff. I really don't care. I don't care, frankly. I mean, just when it comes out, you play them. I tell you, it's unique. I'll tell you what's unique is playing three division games, you know, and having two new coaching staffs. You know, I think that's where a lot of our time, extra time, was spent in the offseason. You know, just, you know, you got Coach Mike Zimmer in Minnesota. So, you know, we spent a lot of time on Cincinnati video and things like that. Obviously, you know, with North Turner and his background. So we spent a lot of time on what North's done in the past. And, you know, we obviously have, you know, we have four games now. So this helps you to get an idea how they're utilizing their players and kind of a general idea what they're doing schematically. So
I know you always emphasize how important division games are, but I mean, you may mention the players, like half your division schedule is over after Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, you have when we have one more division road game. So yeah, it's, I guess it is unique. Yeah.
Mike, I mean, when you came into the season, you knew you were doing something a little differently mm-hmm. on defense. You knew you were going to have some patience to
absolutely
to happen. But when do you get to the point where you know you start to say, okay, it's not working, or can you see in a game like yesterday where it is working?
Well,
confidence that it's working.
Yeah, it's. I think once again, I mean, the job as the coach is to put the player in the best situation to be successful. And you know, we're very critical of ourselves, and our players are very accountable. So, one thing about what happened yesterday, there are things that are all correctable. You know, give Chicago credit. You know, offensively, they did some really good things. They played well, and they're a good offense. But giving up that much yardage, I mean, there's no excuse for that. We understand that. And but, you know, there are things that we can definitely work on and improve on.
Were you guys almost too efficient offensively yesterday? About 23 minutes of time possession. I mean, you guys scored practically a point of play.
You're studying the stats too much. Question.
I guess I just wondering if it was on defense at some point that your offense was just.
Well, I think the issues on defense were, you know, were created there in the first half. I mean, they came out and had the ball for 8.5 minutes. But hey, we have an identity. We clearly understand how each phase is approaching each and every game. I mean, that's why the coordinators spend time together, and we know exactly the offense coordinator and the special teams coordinator knows exactly what the defense's plan is and what their challenges are, and vice versa. So you have a general idea what the big challenges are going to be in each and every week, and when we play to it.
Mike, with the Thursday game, did that enter into how you manage Clay snaps, knowing that you, or would you have done that anyway?
Yeah, no, it was clearly medical. Yeah, I'm not in it. You know, I disagree. You know, we've done this in the past, and in hindsight, it was wrong. You know, we try to calculate and, you know, save this guy and as part of our diagnosis on if this guy's going to play. And I mean, it's every game's important. You get 16 games to play. So if you're healthy, you're playing. And if you're not 100% healthy, then, you know, like Clay was, Clay communicated very well. And we set a good plan based on a lot of it was his input. And, you know, he's a veteran. He knows his body better than anybody. And so, but yeah, I'm not saving players for the next week. That's not the way we operate now.
Mike, does the short week, I guess, as you mentioned, Golden has a good coaching staff, does that make it that much more difficult, or did you have to do more?
Well, I mean, I have to prepare for, I mean, I think we're both teams in the same boat. You know, I think, you know, answer off the question earlier, I think it was more, you know, there's a lot more work, you know, earlier in the year. That goes into these having new staff. So, you know, Minnesota's played four games. You know, they've established a new quarterback. So, I mean, there's some new things there. But, you know, it's all part of the challenge. But they have to play a game in four days also.
I just meant, like, you have the four games now, so you don't necessarily have to go out to Cincinnati, but you don't have a hell of a lot of time to be looking at the four games.
Yeah, we do a lot of preliminary game plans, you know, so – when we leave here in June, you know, all of our preseason games are done. Not done, but there's a game plan in place for the four preseason games. And obviously, if you're playing a new staff, then you have to project what their coordinators are doing. And you know, obviously, the first four games of the year, in this particular case, the first five games of this year, there was preliminary game plans done. So, you know, as we're playing, you know, our quality control coaches and some of our assistant coaches are just, you know, adding to four games, and especially, you know, you're coming into a Thursday night game. It's all part of what we call the preliminary process.
How's the quarterback? I mean, they lose Castle
Bridgewater plays well for him and then gets hurt, how does that factor into your preparation?
I would think he's going to play. My family taped the game for me, when I got home last night, I watched the TV copy, and I thought he played well, and then watched the game on the coach's copy this morning, and I was told that he feels pretty good, and whatever the tests were negative, so we'll plan for Bridgewater.
And does the preliminary defensive game plan that you might have put together before change?
Well, it's more about concepts. It's not more about individuals, because you can't sit there and guess on who's going to be the quarterback in week five. It's based off of the way they went into training camp. So it's more conceptually on what you want to do schematically.
Two more, please.
Mark, in starting faster yesterday on offense, was a lot of it being able to just get a few easy completions early on and just getting sort of some kind of a rhythm going? Were you going up faster
that? Well, I think it's, number one, getting the first down and then hitting a big play on the second play. I think that'll get anybody going. Got me going. So, I think it was, whoever makes a big play on the second play of the game, extending the play to Richard. So, and frankly, just the way they played us too. They stayed in base personnel versus our sub personnel. And so, if you watch how the game unfolded in the first half, and then really the way they came out in the second half, that's part of it.
As a play caller, does it give you a lot of confidence to move Randall Cobb around when he has the success he did outside and inside?
Well, Randall's to me is a very versatile football player. There's a lot of things that he can do that, we don't get to each and every week. So, he can play inside, outside, from the backfield. I think he's one of those unique players.
Mike, after 4 weeks, can you make any sense of, some of the results you see around the NFL? You see Pittsburgh losing to Tampa Bay, Philadelphia goes out and scoring 30 points, and then they can't score as averages. Just all over the league.
Yeah.
It's happened to you as well.
You know this every year. I think it's this game is so competitive. Parity has been evident for decades. To sit there and think that this team is going to beat that team, looking further out more than 7 days, it's probably you're guessing. It's the way this game's played. There's a reason why everybody in here asked so many questions about the medical stuff. The inactive list is a pretty important statistic that you can have value in it. So, anybody beating anybody on Sunday, to me, is never a surprise. It's never a surprise. That's why you keep playing. It's professional football. And I think the first instant you take anything for granted, you're gonna get yourself in trouble. And that's where I go back to what we've always talked about. The biggest challenge in this game and frankly life is handling success. So, we had some success yesterday by winning the game, but by God, I tell you, we haven't figured it all out. We're going about it, and we know we got a tough division game. We played this team in the playoffs and didn't know who the quarterback was going to be. So you see how that game went. So it's just, that's where I think it's such a misconception. This is 11 people playing against 11 people on every play. There's so many things that have to go right to have a successful play, let alone be productive throughout the whole game and win a game. I think I'm stating the obvious. It's very difficult to win in the National Football League. I think you see it each and every week.
Mike, just after Tyler's question, did you want to move Jordy and Randall around more? Was that something you wanted to do conceptually yesterday? And is that something you feel like you're better when you're doing?
Well, that's really how we play. We got them inside a little more than others. The plan has a lot to do with that. There's situational things there's different factors that tie into that. And it's that whole thing. Granted, we haven't had a lot of plays on offense. So you're tied into actually what you see in the games. But, I also go to all the practices and understand what we're trying to get done week in and week out. So, really, to answer your question, that's how I feel like we always play.
Thank you. I guess he didn't do it as much in like Seattle, so that's why I was wondering if that was something you felt like you needed to do more of.
Well, we weren't very. I mean, you know, once again, I think when you get into, I mean, how many snaps do we have on offense in Seattle? I mean, we haven't played a lot of offense, you know.